But I will never lie about my sexuality. I will never lie about being gay. Never again. No. I spent too long in the closet. I will not lie about my sexuality unless my Uber driver looks at me a little funny, in which case, yeah, I do have a girlfriend. Her name is Jessica. She grooms dogs, and I love to kiss her. Basically use my theater degree to perform a one-man show called Toxic Masculinity for Ron, you know? He eats it up every time. But the weird thing about this impulse is that I do the complete opposite when I'm in a major city like New York or LA, specifically around women. Like, the first thing I want women to know about me is that I'm gay, because I know that for women right now in this country, your number one cause of death is men, you know? And I just sort of, I want to put you at ease and let you know that the only thing that's in danger with me is your self-esteem, you know? So, great. Love that jacket. Did you get it on Amazon? What? I'm just kidding. I only do it to the pretty girls because I know they can handle it. But the problem with this system of constantly flip-flopping back and forth between these two versions of myself to make straight people comfortable is that sometimes I get very confused and I get my wires crossed about which version I'm supposed to be. Like, recently, I got home very late at night, parked on my street. There was a woman walking her dog alone, and I was like, oh, fuck, I gotta make her feel safe. I gotta make her feel safe. Which version of Joel is that again? Oh no, oh God, I can't remember. And I just ended up bounding up on her and I was like, hey bitch, I love your shoes. And that did not make her feel safe. No, 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 no. I was like, oh, in that octave, that does sound like a slur. Yeah, I'm so sorry. So sorry about that.
Watch Joel Kim Booster, Psychosexual, only on Netflix.